Hey, welcome
hey.
Back everybody to another episode of A Major Win Podcast.
Yep.
I'm your boy Clint Wynn.
And I'm T Majors.
And we are so happy you could be here with us. Tiffany, we got some good stuff today.
We do, and we're in a new place.
We are in a new place, and we just spent 45 minutes.
45, we're like 2 hours,
yeah,
2 hours.
Getting ready to do this recording, so you guys sit back, relax, and enjoy. So excited to be back today, Tiffany.
Majors,
I know it's weird. I slipped back and forth into Tiffany and Majors.
I know.
We got some good stuff today. We're going to talk about, we're going to do a Is It Me? I got a good Is It Me? I think you're really going to appreciate it today.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about self-control, but in the form of spending money.
Yes.
We talked about this the last couple of days. We've seen each other.
Yes.
We have talked several times about spending money. And so we said, you know what? We have to talk about this on the podcast.
Yes, we do.
That's what we're going to do today. So let's first talk about what have you been up to?
Okay, y'all. So I have a patio and I'm so excited. I want to give a shout out to my husband. Yay! I want to give a shout out to my husband, B.I.G. So anyway, but no, I want to give a big shout out to my husband. That was the best gift. Those who know me know I love a great backyard. I love a good snack table, first of all. I like a good snack table. And then a patio. I love a patio, sitting outside with friends, family, and everything. And so, yes, it is done. And so it's there. And that is what I've been up to. I'll even go out there with the mosquitoes. And so that's what I've been up to.
Listen, y'all. I went over and saw this patio yesterday, and she's underselling a little bit. This thing is like Shangri-La. It is so nice. Excited to be invited over because it's a great patio. I have to admit, I was a little jealous when I saw it. I said, man, because we have a nice patio, but it doesn't match up to yours.
So thank you very much. Wait till everything's all there and everything. I'm so excited about that part too.
That is great.
It's going to be good. What have you been up to?
So we just got back in town from a little staycation, I guess you could call it.
Yes,
that really wasn't a staycation because we did travel a little. But we went down to Round Rock.
Yes.
And we went to a place called the Kalahari Resort. And it is, the best way I can describe it is, for those of North Texas people,
yes,
it is a combination of Great Wolf Lodge and the Gaylord Resort Grapevine.
Yes.
It was awesome. We had a great time. It's essentially like a water park.
Okay.
It's got an indoor and an outdoor water park.
Right.
It's a real fancy hotel. It's themed. It's got
like
an African. It's an African theme.
Safari-ish.
Very. Everything. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
The decorations were great. It was super nice. There's like 6 or 7 restaurants inside of the hotel. All the rooms are super nice.
Mm-hmm.
The decorations were terrific. Maddox loved it. They had like elephants and, but they're carvings. And so they're just like these amazing pieces of art sitting around, giraffes and all this stuff. It was wonderful. They have, now listen, they get you.
Here we go. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for Clint Wynn to appear. He's in the chat.
So
here we go.
It's a water park. The indoor water park is massive.
Like, yes.
It is huge. Now, to get to the indoor water park, you have to walk through this like 20,000 square foot arcade. Right?
Here we go.
So you're walking through this giant arcade, and all I'm hearing from behind me is, oh, Dad, let's stay here. Let's stay in here. And I said, but we'll come back to this tonight. Let's swim. And then we'll come back. But they know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
They know what they're doing. And they had escape rooms and laser tag and putt-putt. And we did all of it. And we had a blast. And you know what? I want to give a shout-out to Kalahari because when we checked in, they were running way behind.
Yeah.
And so when we were told our room would be ready, it wasn't. And we waited another 45 minutes or so. And I walked in just to kind of check status.
Okay.
And without hesitation, they gave us free passes to like the putt-putt.
Oh,
and the
laser
tag.
Okay,
because,
cool.
Because they were so delayed and they couldn't get us a room when they said they would. And the customer service was terrific. So it was a good job. So Kalahari, if you want to
sponsor us. I was about to say, here we go.
We will be happy
and also
to support
Great
you guys.
Lodge. Also, if you want to do
Gaylord,
the same
Texas.
We would like that. Gaylord. Also.
All the things we would love. Any kind of sponsorships you guys
absolutely.
Are
and any patio people. If you
patio furniture.
That we good for that.
It was great. We had a great time. I could talk for hours about all the different things, and I know our son enjoyed it immensely, and so it was good. So
I saw the pictures on Facebook.
We did post some pictures. It was a cool place, and they're not done. I mean, they've got a ton of space. It looks like they're going to add on to the outdoor section.
Yeah,
the outdoor section was not very big, but it also wasn't very crowded, so that was nice.
That's good.
Yeah, they had a place for adults.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going without kids, could still go and enjoy yourself.
Yes.
You wouldn't be overrun. And both spaces, outdoor and indoor, had adult only sections.
Good.
So you could get away. Now we obviously had kids with us, so we just played and swam and did all the fun things. But they do have that. So if you're looking at a place for somewhere to get away that's not very far away and you live in Texas, it's a pretty good option. Even if you don't have kids.
Right.
But you
had fun.
We did. We did have a good time. And you know what? We in a couple days we're getting ready to go. And I know you are too.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
you're
so ready.
You're fancier than ours. We're going down to the coast.
Okay.
For about a week, and I know you're going down to.
I'm going to
Mexico.
A different coast. I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going back to my second home. I'm going back to Cabo San Lucas. I'm going to back to the second home. So you're going to another coast.
But I'm looking forward to it. We love the beach.
Yes.
We're kind of a beach family, and I'm looking forward to it. So. And I know you.
I know you are, I count down.
I've heard about this dang Cabo trip.
hey,
for a month.
Hey, as soon as I come back, I'm ready to go back. Literally, as soon as I go back, I'm ready to be like, okay, I'm here. Mama's home. Daddy's home.
But I think part of it is just the laid back atmosphere, and I'm sure it's the same for y'all.
And
the food. We love seafood, and so anytime we can go eat seafood, good seafood, it's hard to pass that up.
I tried to talk you into a crab bag yesterday.
I know.
I tried to talk you, but you were being good.
That
should be a big win for you.
I'm getting my fitness back in order. So she tried to tempt me with the crab legs, and I begrudgingly said no.
He did.
So she I'm working on it. So I have to be careful at the beach too, you know.
Yes.
So you can't go crazy.
Beach, please. What?
So listen, I've got a Is It Me?
Okay, go ahead.
So this is something that's been frustrating, and this has been a prolonged frustration because every time I look up, it's something else.
Yes.
But y'all, Is It Me? But does your debit/credit cards? Does it feel like they expire quickly?
Sneak up on you.
It's quick.
It sneaks up on you.
So my card, my debit card, y'all, expired a couple months ago. And it's no big deal. They send you a new one in the mail, and you activate it, and you go about your business.
Uh-huh.
But what you don't think about is all those daggone bills that auto-draft from that card.
Yes, yes.
And so every time I look up for the last 2 months, I've run into, like, you know what? And this is kind of the big one for me was we use an exterminator service.
Yeah.
And they come every other month and spray for bugs and stuff. And I was sitting in the house the other day, and there was some little fruit, you know, the little fruit flies.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, we haven't seen those in years. What is the problem? And I said, hey, when was the last time the bug people came?
The bug people said, we don't have our payment.
And Holly,
the weird
and
people,
Holly
y'all
said,
pay us. So we still at the bug house.
I don't know. And so I started thinking. I was like, I can't remember. And so then I get onto the account, because you don't ever look at it. And it said, hey, your card expired.
Hey,
and
sir.
I was like, oh, my goodness. And so 3 or 4 times now, I have run into having our cell phone bill.
Yeah.
And I got a notification. And it was double what we normally pay.
You're about to get cut off.
What is happening to our cell phone bill?
Fruit flies and no cell service.
And then it dawned on me that it was my old debit card that was paying the phone bill. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And so I got my new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It expires in like 2 years. I feel like it should be like 10.
10?
10.
Really?
10 years. Every 2 years, I gotta get on all these websites and update
what
my info.
What bank do you go to? Don't say it on loud, but what bank you go to every 2 years?
I got a new card, and it's 2 years from now. It expires
really?
Again.
Wow. Well,
I need to start looking around.
Let me look at my bank.
I just assumed that was standard.
Well, wow. Okay.
Y'all,
well,
it's frustrating.
Cell phone and fruit flies. What else is about to expire? I mean,
I'm sure there's something else floating around.
Because I mean, are the lights gonna go out right now?
No. Because
I want TXU to come in and
direct draft. That's a direct draft. I'm sure something else is gonna jump up and bite us though.
What about your streaming services?
Netflix is gonna shut off.
Good Lord, if that goes off, y'all, I'm just telling you right now. If this streaming service goes off in the Wynn household, it is going to be a catastrophe.
I don't know
happening.
What I'm gonna do without my Netflix.
I mean, it's not gonna be nice. So. Keep the phone lines open if anybody
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, wow. So make sure. Did you make sure that? I'm serious.
I do need to look.
Because we're not going to. I'm not going to have a Fox 4 News report on you.
I don't know if I have to look at all our streaming services and see what is and isn't. I think Holly set up most of them, so she's probably on her card. But
no, I'm for real. I mean.
I know. I need to. Now that you say that, I need to check.
Just like when you said about the portable hot tub.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, what if the dog gets into it?
Yeah,
this is what I'm talking
about. All right. So, y'all, she kind of just alluded to what we're going to talk about today. We have been talking recently because she got a new patio.
Yes.
And you know what, y'all? This is something that she mentioned this, but she's not wrong because we've done some shopping on this front too. Patio furniture is expensive.
They get you with the itchy, itchy, yeah, yeah. They get you. I mean, I should have just paid attention in woodwork class. What? I mean, for real.
Make your own.
I really should. I should have paid attention on every episode
of
Gilligan's Island.
What's the cartoon guy, Bob the Builder?
Yes, all of it. Gilligan's Island, all of it. Something, because this right here, this is disrespectful.
It is expensive, and you know what? And it's not
a wicker.
That's the part that gets me. You know, it's not like a couch for your house. It's
wicker.
Yeah, it's like a wicker furniture, but it is several thousand dollars to get a nice set that looks nice. You know, because you can go get something cheap from somewhere, but that patio, first of all,
we're not.
If you put something cheap out there,
sir,
that patio is too nice.
No. Oh no, we're not getting the plastic chairs that's gonna stick to you after you sweat. Oh no, that's what we're doing. But yes, okay. So let's go to what we're gonna talk about, y'all. So we're like being frugal or spendthrift. Okay, that's the subject. Frugal or spendthrift. You know, we have our like our vices.
Right.
Those stores, whether it's online or if it's brick and mortar, that's our vices. So, are you overall, let me ask you this, Wynn. Okay. Are you overall frugal or spendthrift? Or is that such a loaded question, as in what areas are you the frugal and spendthrift on?
So I would say that, yeah, it depends on the area. Because, like you said, we all have those things that you just go, and we talked about this the other day, but we all have things that we buy, no matter, you have 30
of
them.
Yes, yes.
And so a good example of this is, I'm not going to name any names.
You better be careful. Wait, before you, no. Wait, whoa. Before you say this. I think you are going to say. Do not say this.
No, I'm going
to
say it.
Because I'm going to save you.
I'm going to say something about myself too.
Clint Antonio James Bill. That is none of these names are his names. But Clinton William James Alizé Jacob the Third Wynn. Don't say it.
Listen, my wife.
Say no! No!
I love her to death. I love her to death. But we have so many cups.
No.
Travel mug.
No.
Tumbler cups.
You could have done another
experience. No. Look, because I'm going to do it. Because she is a self-proclaimed that she buys too many cups. And so she, this is not a secret. She will tell this to people. She has, and but listen, that's not a big deal because a cup, what's it? Okay. What, you know, because she's not buying Yetis. She's not spending $40 on a cup. She's buying cheap. Not, okay. You know what I mean?
Not so, cheap, so but not, you know. Yeah, yeah.
We have a lot of Starbucks coffee cups.
And Starbucks is nothing against you, but that, if you want to give us some free coffee while we're here.
Yeah, yeah. We're open, Starbucks. We have lots of Starbucks cups.
Okay.
And we have the off-brand Arctic, you know, not the Yetis, but we have the cheaper ones.
Okay.
Walmart makes a great brand, Ozark Trail.
Okay.
That we have several of those. But you open up one half of our cabinet and it is just full.
A cup for an occasion.
Yeah, exactly. Every outfit's got the same color cup to go along with it.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
So we have the cups.
Yes.
So I have a couple of those as well.
Okay.
I will tell you, since we camp a lot and we do a lot of outdoor stuff.
Yes.
We have so many coolers. I buy a new cooler because of one scenario. So we go somewhere and it's like, oh, we really need a cooler that does this. So I go home and I buy a cooler that matches. And again, I don't buy the big expensive ones, but I go on and I find out the best rating for the price. We probably have 12 coolers at
my
house.
So you never have to worry about keeping the cold food cold, hot food hot.
We got one that fits food. We got one for drinks.
Okay.
If you're going to be in the water, I got one that floats.
We
got all of it.
Okay.
We got all of it. And so that is one of my end shoes. One of my vices is shoes.
Okay.
And again, I don't buy the big expensive ones, but I have a lot of shoes. I have a lot of shoes. And I will tell you, in my job, I get some because it's part of a sponsorship.
Okay.
It's part of my job. Man.
So your vice is, is your vice Amazon?
Yes.
How bad? Just admit it.
No,
admitting is the first step.
I wouldn't say it's horrible. I'm a sucker for the articles you see online that are like, these are the 35 things you didn't know you needed from Amazon. Because I click on every one of them every time.
Yes.
And there's always at least one thing on that list. And I'm like, oh, man, I do need that.
Yeah.
So I am a sucker for that stuff. You know what? And we talked about this, and I don't want to, because I'm sure you got plenty of stuff to share. But I will tell you that the room we're sitting in, this new room that we're sitting in and recording today.
Yes.
Full disclosure, y'all.
And it's very, very nice. He's talking about new room, y'all. This is like an amphitheater that we're sitting in. I mean, honestly, it is very, very decked out. Has a huge TV. The surround set. I think it's almost offensive if I say surround set. I mean, for real. I mean, it's a Coliseum. And it's extremely, extremely nice. And when I walked in here, I was like, so why haven't we been recording here first? Duh.
This is my room. This is the room that I kind of took on, and Holly allowed me to decorate the way I wanted because there's Star Wars posters.
He's being modest.
And there's Office. I love the Office posters. But this room is kind of a vice for me also. Mm, now, the problem with this room is, the things are expensive, you know.
Oh,
a new TV
absolutely.
Is expensive, and the surround sound is expensive. Now, I did my fair share of shopping,
absolutely.
And I'm the guy who decides he's going to buy something and researches for months before he makes that big purchase.
Yeah.
This is the best TV for the best quality, whatever it is. And so I do this room. I do when I'm like, you know what, this room needs this.
Yeah.
I go buy that thing or save up and try to. Wait a month or two before I buy that if it's big. But like posters and decorations. I've got a little shelf full of like pops, those little pop vinyl pop figures and video game cases. And actually Holly started this thing for me. You might recognize up there, but on those shelves are all the classic video game systems. So like there's a Super Nintendo and there's the original Game Boy, and then there's a Sega. The original Sega Genesis. I actually have the original Nintendo, the very first Nintendo, in its original box.
What? Stop.
In its original. Now, I don't put that out. That's put up in the closet because that's probably going to be worth some money at some point. But there's an original PlayStation.
Atari?
We don't have an Atari. That's the one Atari, I don't have.
You better stop playing with me with Atari.
But she started kind of collecting those things for me. And so I don't, you know, this is kind of my vice room.
Yes, yes,
where
yes.
You go, you know, it would really look great if this, we go to Canton a lot.
Yes, 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 yes.
And
you find a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you find some of those classic things
there. Yes, exactly.
And stuff. So this is my vice room. But tell me, what are yours?
My vice is, for one, Nikes. So you didn't get to see the closet where all my Nikes were. So Nikes,
okay.
Definitely. And Nike, please, if anybody out there,
sure.
And I'm serious, please. I'm trying not to break down and cry. Nike, please. I'm serious. Please, Nike. That, vacations.
Okay.
Vacations.
That's a good vice, though.
Ooh, vacations, vacations, vacations. I will tell you, that is something that I will splurge on because I think
that's fair.
Working hard, you know, work hard, play hard. But I just think that you relax. When you relax, you should have everything.
Right.
Ta-da! But I also think within, you know, boundaries.
Sure.
You know,
I know what you mean.
You need to come back home and be able to eat and have the lights on and put gas in your car, be able to get my toes and my nails done, whatever, all that. But also, I'm going to tell you, and you're going to be like, what? I'm going to tell you what, when I walk into this store and it's stuff's on clearance and it's like, really? Kroger.
Oh, really? That's surprising. I would have never guessed that.
I'm serious. My friends who are listening be like, you go to Kroger every other day because I can get the great deals.
Yeah, okay.
And the Kroger points too for gas.
Oh,
I'm serious.
That's good.
And they have, and when stuff gets marked down in Kroger, I'm going to tell you, it gets marked down really good. Like, and stuff I don't need, I'm not going to buy it.
Right.
But I will walk by and they'll be like, okay, this, you know, this, kitty, mosquito, chain, whatever. It was $24. Now it's 99 cents. I'm like, oh, I should get that.
Yeah.
But I don't have a cat. But I know somebody who needs a cat and has a cat. I mean, stuff like that. Stupid stuff. Anyway, all that being said. But seriously, that is my vice. That could be my vice. That not can be. It is my vice. Buying stuff for my nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Like little games. Like I bought like this little chalkboard set. They don't even know it, but it's in my house. It was regular like $24
right.
And I got it for like $5 yesterday at Kroger. I mean,
why?
And they don't need it. And their moms and dads were like, why are you bringing over stuff that I don't need? I don't need that.
It's so funny you say that because I don't know what it is, but like something about getting a good deal.
Yes.
And I know that there's lots of stuff out there that tells you about companies doing research and knowing that, you know, people, they see the word clearance. Mm-hmm. They're like, I got to buy this thing because it kind of feeds on our impulse.
Yes.
And but I'm the same way with Walmart's clearance aisle.
Yeah. Ooh.
When we go to Walmart, my family knows the first thing I'm going to is that clearance aisle at Walmart.
You said something.
And you know, a lot of the times you don't find anything that you want or need. And I will say I've gotten better about going, yeah, I don't need this stuff. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, you find something and go, man, I've been looking for something like this,
mm-hmm.
and it's half off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that. And listen, I have a question for you because I don't know if you've ever been to or heard of this before. But there are some places around
okay.
that they do like that each day is a certain cost. So I cannot remember the name of the place now. It's been a long time since I've gone. But I used to go once a month. Just to look. So essentially you walk into this building, okay, and they got these big giant bins and they're just full of stuff. Just stuff.
Isn't that called a garage sale?
Well, kind of. But a lot of it is like Amazon returns.
Really?
So in boxes from Amazon. And essentially, so like if you go on this day, everything is $5.
Really?
If you go on this day, everything is $2. And if you know
where is that?
So there's one over off of 360. I cannot remember the name of it, but I love going there and picking through stuff. Cause like, for example, I collect comic books.
Okay. Yeah.
And I went one time and I was just looking around and digging down in this bin. And I found a hardbound Spider-Man graphic novel
Yeah.
That I was like, oh man, and I was there and it was like a $4 day.
Yeah, so
it was
yeah,
$4. And I thought, okay, so I turned it on its back to see. I'm looking over to my side because it's probably sitting
okay,
on
the
show. Oh yeah, it's right there. It's big. You can see it.
He's getting it right now, y'all. Because wait, if he, I'm telling you, I'm going to apologize in advance to my husband when I go find this place because I'll probably go over there.
I mean, it's a big book.
Oh, it's pretty nice.
And if you look at the back, like if you went to Barnes & Noble and bought it, it's $80 for this book.
Wow.
I bought it for $4. And it's really great to go with my Spider-Man collection.
Right, right.
And so I love, now my wife hates going there.
Uh-huh.
She hates it. And so I have to go by myself typically. Right. And I've gotten a few things from there. I've got a pulley system.
Okay.
A kayak pulley system that I use.
Okay.
Outside for some of our stuff in our barn. I get that my friends make fun of me because I don't know what to call this building out here. I call it a barn, but
first
they go, it's not big enough for a barn.
First of all, you said the building out there. First of all,
it's a shed. I don't know what it is. But if those who know what I'm talking about. Anyway,
yes.
That. Just stuff like that, and it's such a unique place, and most of the time it's stuff that you don't want and
exactly.
you don't need
exactly,
and you have to be committed because you've got to dig through the junk to find this.
Do you give yourself a budget when you go in? You say, okay, I'm gonna give myself $50.
Typically, I will go in going, look, I don't want to spend more than $30 today.
Oh, okay.
And so if I find. Now, if you find 50, because you don't typically find a ton of stuff. Uh-huh. I don't find a ton of stuff that I have to have.
Right.
But you know, you have to be cognizant of how much you're going to spend. Or you have to be diligent to go, I'm not going to spend.
Self-control.
Yes. Yes. Because if you just go in there going, oh, that's neat. That's neat. And it's only $4. And you feel they give you a giant trash
yes,
bag to put your stuff
yes.
in. And you look up and you've got. It's not a huge number, but you've got $75 worth of stuff
uh-huh.
in a bag, and you get home and you go, I'll never use this. I don't really need that.
Exactly.
So this is the last thing, and we can move past this place. But the first time I went there, for $5, I bought a vacuum seal for food and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fresh.
Yes.
$5. We've used it once. You know what I mean? And so it was one of those things because we don't keep food very long.
Yeah, yeah.
If we buy chicken, we plan to eat it
You're
the next
eat
two
it.
Days.
Yeah.
We're not keeping it for a long uh-huh. time. And so we just don't use it. Now it's $5 and it probably
yeah.
if you got on Amazon, it'd be $30 or $40.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh yeah, it's a deal. Yeah. I'm buying this thing.
But you never know.
Right. Right.
You never know.
And truthfully,
you never know.
Holly made fun of me for that pulley system.
Yeah.
But I've got a use for it now.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a kayak that's
right.
what this is made for. But I'll tell you, it sure does work for my Jeep lid.
And you have it.
That's right. And it cost me $4.
And you have it. And you know what? You made me think about something as far as like other things that are vices
sure.
or that I buy a lot of. Like you see in my house, I have a lot of pictures.
Yes. Yes.
Picture frames.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I have definitely like calm down with buying picture frames. Cause I had picture frames that were like all these unique picture frames that
sure.
were just, and I had to stop. I had to stop. And then of course, picture frames that would go on refrigerators, magnetic and
right.
everything. As you can tell,
right.
my refrigerator.
Y'all, her fridge is covered, y'all.
That is.
It is covered from floor to ceiling
yeah, it is.
In pictures.
It is. That is the wall hall of fame. That definitely is. With the pictures and every room you walk in is, I mean, it's like your house. You see pictures.
Yes.
And
yeah.
that's just it. But another one, and I think we both share this, is Best Buy.
Yeah, for sure.
Best
for sure.
Buy is gadgets, not just gadgets, televisions.
Yeah. Look, Clint Wynn in his 20s was not allowed to go to Best Buy because you just walk in and you and all of our listeners who are around our age
yes.
will appreciate. Because I used to go to Best Buy with my buddies, and we'd spend an hour looking through the music, the CDs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
you're looking
yes,
through, you're
yes,
looking through
you're
music
right.
and stuff.
You're right.
That's not a thing anymore.
Right, right.
And Best Buy looks very different than when I used to go
uh-huh,
all the time.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you know, Best Buy was a big one for me. Not so much now anymore. But I will tell you, Amazon has kind of ruined that for everything. Because I can order anything, almost anything I want from Amazon,
uh-huh.
and they bring it to me.
Yes.
And really, I only have to wait a day or two.
Uh-huh.
And so...
That's my... I will tell you right now, since you told on your spouse.
Yeah.
That's Amazon's my husband's
account. Okay. Look, it's not, just so not simple. Me,
but not me. I'm not that way with Amazon. Is that, well, I'm not that way
good
with
for
Amazon.
You because
not me.
We.
I have to walk in a store. I'm still a hands-on. I got to see it, touch it. I need to look at it. Like, that's me.
That's fair.
That's just me. Like, not going to Nike. Like, and I could do stuff online, but I got to see it. I got to be that one to be like, excuse me, ma'am. Can I have that in a size? You know,
right.
That's just me.
Well, look, I don't mean to cut you off, but there's a part of this I want to get to.
Yes, yes, we have to. Because we can do this all day.
We're running out of time.
Yes.
What I want to do is, because we were going to talk about self-control.
Yes.
And
accountability.
Accountability and
responsibility,
stuff.
Responsibility,
yes. So here's what I'm proposing
okay.
to you. Let's do a two-parter.
Okay.
Because I want to get to our big win, major loss.
Email. We didn't do that.
Oh, we didn't do our email.
Oh, we got to do that.
Okay, so we'll do that too real quick.
Okay.
And we'll do a part two and finish this conversation.
I think that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So, y'all, we have gotten a ton of emails from you all and messages on Facebook.
Thank you.
About coincidences.
Yes.
And we said
yes.
we wanted to share a couple, but we've gotten so many and we don't want to leave anybody out.
Yes.
So what we decided to do is we're going to just share one per episode
yes.
for a while.
Yes.
And so today I'm going to share our first one. This one is from a listener who started the email by telling us that they don't necessarily believe in coincidences.
Yeah.
But they recognize that things happen for a reason.
Yes.
Type of deal. And their story was such a good one. I really liked
yes.
it. And it was that they were in the market for a new position, a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And they applied
right.
for several
mm-hmm.
and got turned down for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And felt, you know that stinks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after a little bit of time, an opportunity arose for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a life-changing, that's what they
yes.
called it, a life-changing
yes, it
opportunity.
Was. Yes.
To that would have not ever been possible had they received one of those other positions.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that's the kind of the closest thing to coincidence.
Right.
And they didn't believe that it was a coincidence. They thought it was that was meant
yes.
to happen. And I agree with that. I think
uh-huh.
that's kind of one of those things where it's like, obviously that was meant to happen for
yes,
you.
It was.
And
yes,
and
it
that was.
Was
such a cool story. I really enjoyed reading that one.
Yes.
And really, really neat. And so
I liked it too. I did too. And there it was a lot of other things entailed in that, but I'm gonna tell you that was really good. And the other stories and emails that we received, not just emails, but in person
yes,
that we've had with coincidences have been great. And so thank you all again for the support.
Yes, yes, yes.
For from Facebook, on Instagram. Even I will tell you, oh my goodness, didn't you get something from a listener? A balloon or something from
yes,
a listener?
Yes,
yeah,
I sure
yes,
did.
You got something
I
from
sure
a listener.
Did. I got home. This was a week or two ago.
Yes,
and there was a balloon, a congratulations balloon, tied to my mailbox.
Yes,
I was like, what is that? And I opened it up, and there was a note, and one of our listeners brought over a card and a congratulations balloon for me winning
yes.
Coach of the Year.
Yes,
which was awesome, and it was such a nice letter that they wrote me, and I appreciated it greatly.
Yes.
And it was just really, really cool. So,
because they heard it on the podcast.
Yeah, they heard it on the podcast that I won
that was
coach,
great.
Coach of the Year. So, yeah, it was really neat. Okay, quickly, let's get to big win, major loss.
Okay.
And I know that you got the big win.
Okay, this is a big win, and we're tying it into what we're talking about with Spendthrift, Frugal, etc. So, a big win is that my truck is paid off.
Oh.
Woo! That truck is mad.
That is.
It's me and my husband. That's mad. That's our big. Yeah,
that's,
buddy.
That is
rolling like a big dog. What?
That
big fella is on.
That's a big win.
Yes, mad.
That's terrific. I am jealous. We are moving that direction too. But we're
like
not,
George and Weezy.
We're not. We are not that close yet. Okay. Big loss. Major loss. I'll take the major
go
loss
ahead,
this time.
Go ahead.
So I told you guys we went out of town and we just got back. And so we got back in town. And I also
yeah.
mentioned that the bug guy hadn't been in a while. So before we left, I set up an appointment for them to come back out.
Yes.
And I updated our card information. And we got home. And I remembered they texted before I left.
Uh-huh.
Go to town and said,
yeah.
this is the date and time. And I was like, oh, man, we got home. And So we roll in from driving, not very far, but driving is driving. And we had a great time, but we're all tired. And we carry our bags in. And I said, you know what? The bug guy's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I spent the rest of the day cleaning the house, picking up. So we get in all the rooms and spray stuff. And I sit down. And like, for real, I get out of the car, take the bags out, and immediately start cleaning.
Right.
And I cleaned.
That's huge for you.
For probably, yeah, 2 or 3 hours worth of cleaning. And I sat down and went, and I got on there and opened up the text to see what my window was again.
Yeah.
And recognized and realized that it was the wrong day. It was coming the next day after
wah,
that.
Wah, wah.
So I could have come home. So it really wasn't that big of a loss. But it was still a little bit of a loss because we had to
You
got to
clean
up. Yeah, you got to clean up the house. So
it's done.
Might as well do it. So, you guys, thanks so much for joining us
again. Thank you.
We're so happy. Come back next time for part two of the rest of this podcast. And hit us up on our Gmail.
Yes.
That's amajorwin@gmail.com. Go check out our Facebook.
Facebook.
Yes, Facebook. Instagram.
Instagram.
You probably saw on our Facebook the pictures from Major's experience judging the barbecue contest.
And Ben Barber was second overall. Second overall.
For our hometown people, so we're super proud of them for that. Thank you guys so much. I know Major said it earlier, but I want to say it again. For all the support, not just on all the messages and the emails, but when you see us in person. I love hearing you guys tell us your favorite parts. And like you said, people just walked up to me and I'm like, you want to know a coincidence I have?
Yes,
and start telling me about
exactly.
it.
Exactly,
so,
and the text messages.
And
and I show you text messages
yes,
to people in Kentucky, my Kentucky people, thank
Shout
you.
Shout out to all the Kentucky people for listening. Hey, you guys, thanks so much, and we will talk to you soon.
And remember, keep winning in a major way.
Murder.